Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
Okay, we just released 6 ACC preview episodes over the last 6 days, so check those out on our feed if you haven't already. Today is our final ACC question, and what is it, Trey?
It's simply, who will win the ACC?
All right, well, let's start with the Atlantic Division, which is maybe the easier one to pick. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, Clemson.
That's bold.
Yeah. No, I'm just really a matter of who's going for second place. I mean, should we just talk about second place?
It's a competitive battle for second place, yeah.
That's why it's interesting. I mean, first place is boring, but second place, you got NC State, you got Boston College, you got Florida State you could throw in there, Louisville, Wake Forest. Really, it's just one team that you can't include in Syracuse. Everybody else has realistic, you know, at least aspirations for second.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm also taking Clemson to win the Atlantic. I will say one of the ways that they could, because stranger things have happened than Clemson not winning the Atlantic. I mean, not a lot stranger, but not much, sure, but something. Yeah. But is if Uiagalelei goes down, because right now, as it stands, they do not have a good backup. So that would be the thing that might open the door.
I agree, because they could withstand injuries at a lot of positions and be still win the division. But, of course, Uiagalelei.
And maybe even quarterback.
Even without Uiagalelei. But
could be.
But
could
it becomes
be,
hard.
But that is their lack of depth. But, yeah, Clemson, clean sweep in the Atlantic, of course.
All right, how about the Coastal? I will start us out. There's two main favorites, obviously, North Carolina and Miami. We did an episode comparing those two teams a few days ago, so check that out. But I'm leaning towards North Carolina. We know with Sam Howell, the offense should be really good. Jay Bateman's defense, I just have some faith in that. I just think, you know, getting Storm Duck back, pairing him with Tony Grimes in year two, that's a great corner duo. They've been recruiting well the last couple years, especially on the D-line, so I think they could take a jump, and I'm taking the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I'm going to lean North Carolina as well, especially since they get Miami in Chapel Hill this year, and they just hung 62 on the Canes last year. But, you know, like I mentioned on that comparison episode prior, when I looked at those two teams, I was kind of deciding between, can Miami overcome the reshuffling of the defensive coaching staff and losing their key pass rushers, versus can North Carolina's offense not regress much with the loss of their, you know, their key wideouts and playmakers at running back? The answer to that for me was, I trust offensive coordinator Phil Longo for North Carolina to help the Heels overcome those losses, and Sam Howell can make those new weapons look good. So I kind of factored in the trust factor of Howell over the injured Derek King, even though he could be just fine. And then, like you said, Mike, I just think that they also, that defense should improve. The last point, though, I did want to make was, I don't think North Carolina is going to get it as beat up in the non-conference as Miami. Miami has to start out the season with Alabama, so it could be a bloodbath early on.
Yeah, clean sweep again. North Carolina for me, too. Obviously, Derek King's questionable knee is a concern. And the other reason that I like North Carolina is just because of the fact that they returned their entire offensive line, and I still like the skill talent around them. I know they lost some talented people, but they have a lot of talented kids coming up in the wings there. So I trust them just a little bit more than I do Miami.
Yeah. I think that last point, just a little bit more, is key, because we're all picking North Carolina, but it was close. Like, we could,
very close.
We're making
razor
arguments
thin
for Carolina. Miami's number one in the ACC in returning production. Like, they only lose two starters defensively. They
if
bring
Derek
back their
King
whole
didn't
offensive
get hurt,
line.
I probably would have picked Miami.
If you knew King was healthy?
If I knew he was 100%, I don't know. It'd be close. It would still be
that
really
close. That
offense
should be very
their matchup
good.
Last year is hard to ignore.
That's true.
But
all right, championship game, ACC championship. Give me Clemson over North Carolina. Though Sam Howell did almost upset Clemson a couple of years ago. But, I think Clemson's just too talented.
Yeah, I totally agree. Clemson over North Carolina. I mean, if Storm Duck and Tony Grimes really help elevate that North Carolina defense to not be good, but like even better than good, then they might have a chance, but I'm just not holding my breath on that one yet.
Yeah, it's you can't go against Clemson, cream of the crop. They're just too good. I mean, it's just I wish I could pick against them. I like to try to go against the grain here, but they're too good.
Okay, well I'll give you an opportunity here to go against the grain. Let's talk about some long shots. I'm forcing you to pick a long shot in the ACC to win it. Who are you taking? And for the YouTube viewers, you can see the odds right now. Actually, let me read it for the podcast listeners. We are a podcast as well, if you want to subscribe there. But we've got Louisville and Boston College at 30-1. We've got NC State, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest at 50-1. Pitt and Florida State at 60-1. Virginia and Georgia Tech, 100-1. And then finally, Syracuse and Duke, 250-1. Wow. That's Leicester City type magic they would need there.
They need basketball. I actually went with Boston College at 30-1. They went toe-to-toe with North Carolina and Clemson last year. They had their other games were very competitive. You might get a year two leap with Jeff Hafley. Jurkovic can only improve. Whiteout Zay Flowers, he's explosive. He was fifth in the nation last year with seven receptions of 40 yards or more. So I don't see why they couldn't take a step forward. It's a lot to ask, of course, but that would be the long shot I might take.
That's fair. I mean, there are some teams in the Atlantic that I like better than the sort of dark horses in the coastal. So, but I just for winning the ACC title, I had to go against the Atlantic because you're having to beat Clemson, you know, over a whole season, your record better than Clemson. So I went to the coastal and I'm going Virginia Tech at 50-1. And I typically am bullish on Virginia Tech. I'm not very bullish on them this year, but they are the only team in the coastal that both draws Syracuse and avoids Clemson. So they've got a favorable schedule in that way. And I think their starting 22 is pretty good. It's just the depth with the transfers and the poor recruiting has been hurt. But if they stay healthy, offensive line stays healthy, they got a shot. Well, I don't know. 50-1 shot, you know. I'll take
the shot.
Yeah.
All right, I like those. I really like Boston College. I'll throw out Wake Forest though. Their 50-1, I believe, was their odds. I'm always encouraged by their offense. They have such good weapons. Three talented wide receivers, an experienced quarterback who, if you get his best, is really good. That's a question mark. And the defense, okay, that's got to get better, no doubt about it. But if they have to get some luck in some close games, some turnovers here and there, they're capable. They're capable of putting together a good year.
Okay, well, that'll do it for ACC Preview Week. If you enjoy all the content that we've been putting out, episodes every single day, and you want to support us, the best way to do so is, of course, listening to all of our episodes, watching all our videos, but subscribing on Patreon, we really appreciate. If you do that, you can go to patreon.com/collegefootballbros. You'll get access to bonus episodes, and what I think we all agree is the best perk is access to our Discord server where there's, you know, 15 or 20 college football fans just shooting the breeze, talking about college football, of course, as we get closer to the season, but just talking about nonsense. So it's a lot of fun in there. Would encourage you to sign up and join. But otherwise, we will be back tomorrow for the beginning of Big 12 week. So see you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.